The water situation at the Tamale Teaching Hospital has improved, preventing the hospital from shutting down. PRO of the hospital, Neo Tuankra, said the hospital over the weekend experienced shortage of water due to a fault with its reservoir. He told Radio Ghana that some emergency measures have been taken, leading to improvement in the situation. He said going forward, some long-term measures will be taken to prevent a recurrence. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
As I speak with you now, has improved, and we are hoping that in no time it should normalize or regularize. We had a challenge over the weekend, and the challenge had to do with our reservoir. You know, it has to get to a particular volume or a particular capacity before it can pump to supply to all the parts of the hospital, and this was a challenge. And our communications with Ghana Water Company, you know, they supply, they pump into our main line. We experienced some lights out the whole of the week. So Ghana Water Company says the lights that they couldn't get from the area automatically affect the ability to pump the water. So we, as a hospital, we also rely, as one of our contingency measures, is to rely on a private water tanker services and then other state institutions that come to supply us with water in dire situations as this. So if water company is not pumping from the service point or the filling point, it means that the private tankers who couldn't fill their tanks and then come and provide the water. But as I speak with you, we've been fortunate. University for Development Service have sent in some tankers to supply us water. Fire service too, as usual. They are always supporting the hospital. And Ghana Water Company tells us that they're doing everything possible to pump so that the pressure at which we can supply to all the wards and all the departments of the hospital will be done. So the hospital hasn't been closed down.
This water situation at the Tamale Teaching Hospital has been a perennial one. So what long-term measures are you putting in place to ensure that these things don't recur? Instead of these short-term measures, you are talking of fire service, UDS, bringing you tankers. But apart from this, what other long-term measures are you putting in place to ensure that the water situation is effectively tackled?
The long-term, maybe this year, the rainy season has been good. Maybe we have to get in the technology or whatever to harvest the rains that come in to serve as a backup in events like that. Again, maybe we have to consider getting a borehole, which will be the most dependent and reliable source of water supply. If we also had our own tankers for supply or private tankers to supply as a teaching hospital, I think in any circumstance, we can get our own supply for the hospital.
Neo Tuankra also indicated that the hospital administration is making every effort to pay junior doctors their salary arrears.
The arrangement with management was that we were going to put up a task force between the junior doctors and the hospital manager so that any time that we receive our claims, you know, the hospital is about 90%+ reliant on health insurance. So anytime we receive our payment, then we clear the backlog of arrears that we owe them. So this time around, the belief and faith in management was that the junior doctors had a representation on the payment procedure. So that has kept them at work, and we are following through because the task force is closely monitoring and following. And we, in no time, I think we'll get money that then clear some tranche as we go up. We didn't arrive at any time point. We didn't arrive at any deadline because we don't pay ourselves. If the money don't come, there's little we can do. So we can be forcing and pushing around the paymaster. So that was the consensus, that we can't commit ourselves to a time limit. We can't commit ourselves to say in a month's time we are paying. The money could come earlier. Let's not forget health insurance and other things that we get our money from. The average rate of payment is 5 months arrears. So if we say we are giving you next week, and next week we don't get the money, then means we've given you a raw deal or something.
PRO of Tamale Teaching Hospital, Neo Tuankra, talking to Bubu Klinogo.